So without further ado, let me introduce Wayne County Executive Warren Evans.
First of all, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you, Solomon, and thank you to everyone who came out today. I'd also like to thank Prosecutor Worthy and Sheriff Benny Napoleon. We've been colleagues for a long time. The more I think about it now, going back, Prosecutor Worthy's much younger than the rest of us, but going back through a significant period of time, we have two police chiefs, we have two sheriffs, we have a former judge, we have a prosecutor, and we have a chief assistant in the prosecutor's office here. We've all been a public service servant for a very long time, and I'd like to thank them for being great collaborators with me. Wayne County couldn't be successful if it wasn't for us working together. There are really few things more important, more honorable than serving the public. It takes leadership, and it takes fortitude. That's why I'm here today, because those we pick to lead us make all the difference in the world. Leadership matters. What you say and what you don't say, what you do and what you don't do matters. I think there are a lot of people in our community and across Michigan who want a governor who is going to take action for them. Someone who not only understands that she works for them, but also understands the issues that are important to them. That's why I'm here today, to support Gretchen Whitmer for governor, the next governor of the state of Michigan. I think Wayne County's story is an important one headed into the election for a number of reasons. In addition to being the largest county, we're also the most diverse.
We are proof of the power of diversity, particularly immigrants, both culturally and economically. We're a reminder that America is the great melting pot. Diversity is our strength. We need someone at the Capitol who embraces that diversity and celebrates it. Wayne County also has a fiscal story to tell. While facing fiscal crisis, we avoided bankruptcy. We've made the county fiscally stable, and we understand that fiscal stability going forward is going to be critical to the state of Michigan. We also know Gretchen Whitmer is someone who understands that, who has the background, who embraces the diversity and embraces the strengths that are necessary to make this a very strong, fiscally strong, culturally strong, people strong state of Michigan. While in another issue that I think is critically important going along with the fiscal issue is we understand, all of us here understand, that the municipal finance system in the state of Michigan is woefully lacking. I mean, we have been paying a disproportionate amount of taxes that don't come back to us as communities. And that's not sustainable over time. In time, that's going to eat us alive. We don't have an administration currently that sees those priorities the same way we do. And it's critically important that the next administration does. We can't continue to underfund our cities and communities, have them go into consent agreements and emergency managers and bankruptcy without understanding we have to stem that tide. And I think one of the things that makes Gretchen Whitmer so strong to me is she has the experience and the background to be able to get in the weeds and do the things that need to be done. And she has a broad enough base of people in the state of Michigan to pull people together to do that. And that's the most critical issue to me for any governor, someone who understands everyone, is willing to listen to everyone. And more important, Gretchen, to fight for everyone. And I know she's a fighter like that. So I'm excited to be here. I'm also excited to work for the next year or year and a half to make sure that Gretchen Whitmer is the next governor of the state of Michigan. I will now hand the mic off to my boss, Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
Right. I am so happy to be here. That was funny. I am so happy to be here to support Gretchen. I'm happy to be here with the executive, with the sheriff, and all of you to support publicly and to announce publicly that I am supporting Gretchen Whitmer to be our next governor of our great state. In the immortal words of Tom Petty, she will not back down. She will stand her ground. If I was a singer, I'd sing that song because it's apropos to what's happening here. Gretchen is fearless. As a mom, a former prosecutor, a former lawmaker, she'll work with anyone and everyone who wants to solve problems and make things right and take on anyone that stands in her way. I have seen it. Even before I met her personally, I was watching her in and out what was going on in the state legislature, and that day she stood up and told her personal story about her personal involvement. I have watched everything she has done from there on. As a fellow prosecutor, I know that she isn't afraid to hold people in power accountable. I know that she has what it takes to challenge the status quo, to challenge authority, and she gets it, and she knows what it takes to make government and hold government accountable. She leads by example. That's why she has been walking the walk for a long time and not just talking the talk, like when she voted to cut her own pay as a legislator during the recession. She is the fighter that the people of Detroit and Wayne County deserve and need and want. Her experience matters, and I know that as governor, she will help step up the challenge for both parties to step up and do what's right. She can work across that aisle, and I've never seen, as I said before, her back down from a strong and tough fight. She's no stranger to fixing what's broken in government, and I'm proud to endorse her because she'll work to ensure that Michigan is inclusive, is representative of all our people, and accountable to all. She just gets it, and she knows that our communities need such a leader in Lansing who will listen and not just talk, that will work with them and not dictate to them from on high. As a prosecutor, she streamlined the rehabilitation process for nonviolent first offenders and implemented a new domestic violence unit, which is certainly near and dear to my heart. When the governor and Republicans passed the right to work in secret behind locked doors, she threw open those doors of the Capitol and led from the protests from her office. And as a Senate Democratic leader, she took on both Republicans and Democratic governors when they tried to raid the school fund. She worked with a Republican governor to expand Medicaid to more than, and this is important, 630,000 people in Michigan. She gets it, she understands it, and she will include us all. And that is very important because, as the executive said, Wayne County is among the most diverse in this entire great nation. And she will make sure she represents us all. Thank you, and I'm proud to be here to support her. Now I want to introduce someone who needs no introduction, my friend, the sheriff of Wayne County, Manny Napoleon.
All right. Thank you, Prosecutor Worthy. I have talking points, but I think that the prosecutor and the real boss. have given you all of the official line. So I'm tearing this thing up. My relationship goes back decades, actually. Her dad, that I know personally, and his legacy of inclusion and diversity while being the head of Blue Cross Blue Shield, and how he ran that organization was important to my decision. We need someone who has a true understanding of diversity to lead this state, that understands that it's northern, mid, and southern Michigan, and that we're all in this together. You can't separate Michigan. It's one Michigan. And in talking to Gretchen, when she first asked me to support her, she came by my office. And I had this bad habit of wanting people to really understand what's going on in Wayne County, and especially Detroit, where I've lived all my life. So I said to her, Gretchen, if you want me to support you, you've got to really see the devastation that has happened to this community that I love. So she said, okay. Her dad and Gretchen got in the car with me, and we spent 4 hours touring the city of Detroit, the east side. And this great city that I grew up in looks nothing like the city that I grew up in. And I wanted her to understand that if you're going to be in Lansing and you're going to be the governor of this great state, you need to understand what has happened to the city of Detroit and Wayne County and all the urban centers across this state. How the policies that have existed statewide have destroyed many of the urban areas in this great state. So she took that 4-hour ride. She went away, and she called me back and said, well, you just gave me half the story. I want to see what's going on the west side. So she came back with her dad, and we took another tour of this city. We saw all the great things that are going on downtown, and that rebound is phenomenal. For those of us who work down there and those who live down there, the city's definitely on its way back. But there's a part of this community that is not sharing in that comeback. And I needed her to see that as a lifelong resident of the city of Detroit. So we went again for 4 hours. And she understands the plight of places like Detroit and Flint and Saginaw and Muskegon and Benton Harbor. All throughout Michigan, the urban areas are suffering because of the politics in Lansing. So I say the challenges are there. I know you understand them. We appreciate the time you've given. The Republicans have destroyed this state. They have hurt us in ways that it's going to take years to recover from. They poisoned our children in Flint. They've destroyed public education. They've taxed the retirees, taxed the pensions of retirees, and they've declared war on labor and working people. We need a governor who understands that and who's going to change that. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the next governor of this great state, Gretchen Whitmer.
All right, well, thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here with three phenomenal leaders, people that I admire, that I respect, and that I seek counsel from regularly. We are in this together. They joked about who was one another's bosses. The truth is, we're all teammates, and we all work for the people of this state. You're the bosses. And I want to thank Judge Greg Mathis for opening up the Mathis Community Center. Right. What a great place to do this. I love it. So as I said, I'm honored that leaders like Executive Evans and Sheriff Napoleon and Prosecutor Worthy are here. I'm honored to call them friends, but I'm also honored to be able to seek their counsel as we work to fix the problems that we are facing across this state. These are people who have dedicated their lives to serving the people of Wayne County and the people of the city of Detroit. And I know that we are not a successful state until every community is successful within the borders of our great state. Together, we're going to build a Michigan that listens to the people of our state. And that starts with restoring power to locally elected officials and working as a team to grow our economy, prepare our kids to succeed, and make sure that our leaders in Lansing are actually accountable to us, the people of this state. I'm proud to have the support of someone like Executive Evans, who has shown what real leadership looks like, inheriting a big budget deficit and gaps in the annual budget. Now they are not just reporting budgets on time, 3 consecutive years in a row of balanced budgets, but they're reporting a surplus. His leadership has shown that you don't have to succumb to these false choices about whether or not we can both be responsible to the people who are our bosses and balance a budget. And I'm grateful for his leadership. I'm joined by my friend, the prosecutor, from whom I've learned a lot. I was a prosecutor for a short period of time, but one of the things that I've always admired about Prosecutor Worthy is she's not afraid to take on tough fights and hold people accountable. That when she sees a problem like rape kits that are being stockpiled and not tested, she doesn't seek to lay blame at anyone, but she goes to work to solve the problem. That's the kind of leadership that we need in this state. And Sheriff Napoleon, who told you about the 8 hours we spent together, but we spent a lot more beyond that. I don't just have 8 hours of understanding, but it was an important start, because I think that leaders like Sheriff Napoleon, who's dedicated 40 years of his life to protecting the community, are the first to say, we acknowledge the good things that are happening, but we never forget that there are neighborhoods of families who need good schools for their children, who need jobs and opportunities to get skills, who need grocery stores and transportation. These are the people that we are all here to represent and give voice to and show leadership for. Because when we move ahead, and we all move ahead, we are all better off in this state. All Michiganders, all people in Detroit, all people throughout Wayne County and the other 82 counties of this state deserve better than elected officials who want to give us false choices or want to manage our expectations. We need leaders who are going to fight for our aspirations. Now, I've been asked questions on the campaign trail. Are you running as a Democrat? Are you running as an experienced leader? Are you running as the leader of the resistance? Here's my answer. I'm running as a Michigander who loves this state and is proud to be a Michigander. I'm running as a mom who wants my kids and your kids and every kid in this state to have a great education so they are prepared for success in life. I'm running as a policymaker who knows Michigan can't claim to be a successful state until we are a state of successful people. And that starts with a path to a good job. I'm running as a former prosecutor who has seen the inherent injustice built into our system and knows that we got to level the playing field for everyone in this state. And I'm a former Senate leader who knows how to get things done. Michiganders haven't had someone in their corner in a long time, and Michigan deserves better. I'm ready to work with everyone who wants to solve a problem, and I'll take on anyone who wants to stand in our way. Together, we're going to grow our economy, we're going to prepare our kids to succeed, and we are going to hold our leaders accountable to the people of this state, because this is our Michigan. Now let's get to work.